A bill with strong backing from the Wisconsin ACLU would re-enfranchise the thousands of convicted felons who have finished their prison time and are now serving parole or probation. ACLU attorney Renee Crawford says the law affects 1 in 9 African Americans in the state. She says if the felon voting ban is lifted, it would allow those voters to make a difference in both state and local elections.
When we look at the number of people in the largest metropolitan area that's the most racially diverse in the state, Milwaukee, about 23 to 24,000 of those 40,000 live in the metropolitan Milwaukee area, which can make a significant difference in the political power of the entire community.
Crawford says two of Wisconsin's neighbors, Illinois and Michigan, both allow parolees and probationers to vote. But Republican State Representative Scott Souter says that's the wrong model to follow. He says too many parolees commit new crimes and end up back in prison, proving they're not ready to have that right restored.
I think we have to solve that problem first, and those individuals who've committed and recommitted crimes, I just don't think we want to give them the ability to go to the ballot box. I don't think it makes sense until they've completed all of their sentencing, including probation and parole.
But the bill's author, Democrat Joe Parisi of Madison, says studies show giving released felons the right to vote reduces the chance they'll commit a new crime. He's hoping the bill will get a hearing before the end of the summer. Right now, it's stuck in the Assembly Elections Committee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.